Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's get it over with.
I can't promise it's going to be on 0000.
Rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. It's just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit. Hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the lousy wrestling podcast. The shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now.
So the other mixer's been on the whole time. I thought that I didn't plug this mixer in.
And you did.
So that's why I never turned the speakers on for you guys. But
I can hear it through the shitty cans.
The shitty cans. Oh, those were on. I thought the shitty cans weren't on. That's why earlier I said you guys can't hear it. It's because I thought I never plugged this in.
Yeah, that's why I said I could hear it.
Yeah,
you said me and Bob couldn't hear, and I was like, "Yeah, we can."
It's awesome.
Just now understanding that.
So yeah,
a week later, you're just now getting that.
Jesus Christ, fucking, get your act together. Did you stay up all night again?
What a way to open the show, man. So yeah, I need coffee. Probably should have brewed some, but. I probably need sleep more than anything. And then I'll get some coffee.
You've had enough caffeine for the day.
Oh, shit. So it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, Lousy ECW Podcast, whatever you want to call it, the bonus show. What episode are we on today, Derek? Episode 8.
I did not see the date once again.
Well, the last one was July 25th. And we're in, 2006? So, I don't know. Let me do the. How many days are in July? 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31. So there's 31 in July. And so this would be July. What did we say? August 1st. It'd be August 1st. September.
I don't know why I was about to say September. You put me in your fucking...
It'd be August 1st.
I'm trying to skip a fucking month. Jesus.
So we're on August 1st.
I'm already trying to kick Kurt Angle out the fucking door.
The only promo for this episode was that Kurt Angle's going to be on it. We don't know what he's doing, but Kurt Angle's going to be on this wrestling. Episode. No, yeah, he might just be cutting
a promo.
He
might have his only.
He might become general manager and impregnate a black girl, and have an illegitimate son 11 years later that becomes a wrestler.
Nice,
Jason Jordan.
I'm glad you're trying to
Jason
tie that
Jordan
in.
Is 11 years old in this scenario.
I'm glad you're trying to throw that in there. Yeah, yeah. Give Jason Jordan some actual legit backstory.
Do you get any
backstory?
Of this, Bobby? Dude, is all no, anything awesome. I'm saying over your head that no. makes it so much better?
Yeah.
Makes me feel less bad about drinking this coffee in front of you.
They have. they
look at him to stare at it. Strategically, like mine.
In 2017, they did an angle of this year,
a
couple
Sean.
Months ago, they did an angle where Kurt Angle has an illegitimate son.
Oh yeah, okay.
It ended up being Jason Jordan.
In which this case, the kid
is mixed,
and that's why he's leaving.
He's obviously half.
Is it
black.
Charmel? Is Charmel the mom?
I don't know.
So, I mean, you got to think about who's backstage.
We have Charmel, we have Crystal Marshall, we have a couple candidates that could have been the mom. Is Miss Jacqueline still? She was over in TNA, but that doesn't mean
she's already done left.
That doesn't mean he wasn't franchising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we'll get this case down.
He was
down.
Getting his Harlem Heat on
somewhere around 11 years ago. Kurt Angle gave birth to Jason Jordan. So.
Kurt Angle gave birth to him.
I'm glad Kurt Angle can now give birth with broken neck.
Two people two men in the world that can give birth. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Kurt Angle.
And Kurt Angle. That's awesome.
So today's episode is episode 8, we said. Right?
I thought it was the episode Kurt Angle gave birth.
It's Kurt Angle's
the birth of Jason Jordan.
Kurt Angle's birth episode.
he just takes so much soma in that episode.
I was about to say, this is the baby shower.
I think
shower.
You've been in a Kurt Angle soma coma now.
Yeah, maybe, because I've been up for 24 hours. I slept two. I slept 2.5 hours, but you know, but and I felt pretty good, so I can make it 2 hours, maybe sleep another 2.5, and then knock out the main show here in a couple hours. So, yeah, that's going to be the thing. I should set an alarm. Remember that gag from last time, so I'll remember that.
I'm
so,
glad
yeah.
you still remembered.
Yeah, I need to write that down. Go ahead. So we're if you can, like I said, this is a show we just live watch. Lousy, it's
we
episode,
haven't just live watch. We're going to live watch.
I try to always introduce the shows by what they are, but for some reason I've gotten out of that rhythm really bad because we haven't been recording so much. Like, you know, when we used to do the Lousy ECW podcast, I had a whole thing like where me and Derek do the hits and misses
and now you forget
blah, blah.
How to do it.
Yeah, I don't have it
a
anymore.
Month. It's like you forgetting all of AIW for 3 weeks and now we haven't recorded for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'll have to I might have to write all new notes. I think I got a new phone since then. New phone, who dis is what
this
my
was
notes that, said.
This was like the last conversation I had with you. I got a new phone. I need new notes. 3 weeks later, the same thing. Yeah. How many new phones you need in a fucking 3 weeks?
Nah, it's the same one from three weeks ago. Right. I was just hoping that I just don't remember. If the
you were
notes
hoping were that I wouldn't remember.
No, I just don't know the notes from before are in there. Some of them, most of them are, because they're all touched the iCloud. But anyway, let's we have it queued up so that you could watch along with us.
So you're
or
saying your shit's being hacked, so our notes for AIW are essentially being leaked on the internet.
I gave away all my passwords a few weeks ago, and I had to change a bunch of them, but nothing got hacked. But I am asking for it. If there's something that I did, I am asking for it. So
hackers out there, please hack me. It's what you might as well be saying.
That's not what I meant.
Instead of just deleting that part out of the podcast before it got released.
Yeah, I never even changed
all of his passwords.
Yeah, I just never, and I never went back. I never went back to even find out where in the episode that was. So anyway, we have it queued up to 0000.
Hoping it starts at 0000.
It's episode. Where is it at? Yeah, it's at episode 0000. I mean, it's at timestamp 0000. So we're going to hit play on it in 3, 2, 1, play. I hit play a little early. I fucked up. So
we both fucked up.
If I hit pause real quick and then play again, now we're caught up. Oh, God. Now we're caught
now
up.
We're
right. Now we're caught
you
up.
I'd have to hit pause real quick.
Yeah, I think we're caught
at
up.
At home.
So we're playing
to
who
catch
can
back
hit
up to us because now I'm be now I'm out of that. That was funny. So yeah, same intro
the
from
pause
last week.
Challenge.
Yeah, see, we gotta get caught up. We gotta get queued up. You know what I mean? If you're not queued up with us, then we're not queued up.
It's really hard to tell. I think you, as the listener at home, just gotta go with your gut.
I've never listened to like a podcast that's like ours where they watch along something and you know live react to it. And
are we at the ballroom?
Wow! Yeah, we're at the Hammerstein Ballroom here for taping.
EC Punk's
New
debut.
York, EC Punk.
I mean, yeah, EC Punk, CM Punk,
ECW Punk,
ECW Punk.
So yeah, this is actually awesome. We got a raucous ECW style crowd in the fucking thing, and then
and
yeah,
your
there's
Batista
the main event.
Big Show you've been talking about.
Batista Big Show. So
you've been waiting for this, haven't you?
We keep the volume down. Maybe I'll turn it up a little bit so we can hear the crowd. How bad the crowd
you notice
boos.
This one doesn't say Extreme Rules match. Instead, there's we're getting this.
Another
like
Extreme
I said,
Rules match. They both said Extreme Rules. I think the
Tommy Dreamer and Sandman, new tag team.
Yeah, Tommy Dreamer.
Two
Sandman
tag teams blossom in front of our eyes.
So, and both of those are in Extreme Rules.
Into
so
two shitty angles.
That match should be fun. The crowd should be cool during that. And should, this is cool atmosphere here because we haven't had a show like this since they did the pay-per-view.
Are you looking for a hat guy most of all?
Damn, he is up there in the arena right now, ain't he?
He's like, motherfuckers, I got to drink 3 beers before I get in this motherfucker because I won't see this place in a long time.
He is up there. The,
whoa.
So, yeah, they just, the montages.
This is what we get for him drinking now.
Kelly bending over. And then, so, there's Sandman, Kane, and Mike Knox. And there's Sandman, Kane, and Mike Knox again. And he fell through the stage. That's why Kelly.
I thought they were
going to
show us the birth of the two.
Here's him. Here, that's what they're doing here.
He finally gets to see the Kane shot.
So, there's the Kane shot to Kelly.
Do you not agree that it's a big show? Yeah. took a better chair shot than Kelly Kelly took
a better chair shot?
Yeah, did he take a better chair shot than Kelly Kelly's cane shot? Which was better? Because they happened back to back week.
I like Kelly Kelly's cane shot. I think it was.
Yeah. I even though the Big Show was busted up and bloody.
It just sounds like a weird thing to say. I like Kelly Kelly's cane shot. Like, it just, I'm like, what is a cane shot? Then I had to, I was like, oh yeah. When she got
you
hit
are
in the face.
Well,
it's when, I mean, just
I
look
give
it
more
up.
Props
Urban
than
Dictionary.
Anything, dude.
Yeah, look up Urban Dictionary cane shot. It's where you fucking you
it's
take
the Glenn
a
Jacob shot.
I was gonna say a pixie stick up the nose, fucking snorting that shit. Cane shot. So
yeah, we just got pixie sticks laying around.
We got to see the whole highlight film while he got down to the ring. I'm assuming he just climbed right over the
How
railing.
How many beers
and
do you think he drank?
One or two.
Just one? Yeah. I think he drank at least one a level.
He's bleeding.
Because you know he's made a stop at each level.
He made it down quick compared to like some of those old ECW pay-per-view fucking entrances. He'd take 15
I'm sure he spent
minutes.
Like 10 seconds.
They would play Enter Sandman four times.
Yeah. That was a little... He was the Undertaker of ECW.
See, this is a cool way to open. This should have been week one. Open week one like this.
They opened good week one. Don't you remember us saying it was good week one?
It was alright. Looking back was alright, but in...
We agreed episode two and one were probably their best two.
Yeah, but I also know I said
ECW
on...
ECW-wise.
I also know I said on that episode that... yeah, that was when Paul Heyman kissed him. But anyway... I also said on that episode that...
So they've been setting this angle up for the last 2 weeks. We just haven't
3 weeks.
Been, three
we
weeks.
We've just watched the
And
recap.
We haven't been paying attention until last week we put it two and two together. Okay. It took us, what, four episodes
they
to figure
get,
out
we,
their
they're building.
Angle?
We're seeing it. We're seeing it blossom right here for the big...
The first time last week?
Yeah, for the big job match to the new guys is what's going to happen here.
They are really packed.
Anyway, the point I was saying was in the first episode, I definitely remember saying that in the time in 2006 watching it, I was super let down at how un-ECW like it was. Now in hindsight, watching
these are
back,
the two most ECW guys in the ring. Yeah, you should have had them have a match together.
That's what I'm saying. This is the
match.
Way episode one should have.
And then here comes opened. The where they ruin it. To WWE.
No, you get these guys out here, and this can be a good match. Don't shit on it till it happens. Let these guys go out there and take some.
You see who's coming to the ring.
Yeah, but it's gonna be extreme.
You can't polish that turd any more than it already is, dude.
We got Test and Mike Knox coming to the ring with Kelly Kelly,
who's fucking Test now, but coming out with Mike Knox.
Mm-hmm.
That is awkward,
dude. She looks like
she
fucking,
is the first Lita of the WWE.
They just like
putting it out there.
I feel like she's just like fed a bunch of Ativan and placed. Like he's literally placing her where she needs
stand
to be.
Here.
Hey,
good
she's
job.
Like meh, meh.
No, yeah, I'll walk she, around.
Yeah, she's walking off.
She's gonna shake her ass maybe once or twice.
They were like.
If she learned how to.
I think there's some weird psychology shit around that, like, Kelly Kelly is Vince McMahon's, like, puppet right now. Like,
and
he's
she's
teaching her how to dance, doing all this shit, and then Tess is fucking her. So, like,
that's
Tess,
the test.
So
while
Tess is,
while
like,
Vince McMahon is pulling the
yeah,
strings.
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden, Tess starts fucking Stephanie.
And then Triple H gets involved. Yeah, that's kind of a... Yeah, that's like a Jerry Springer.
You guys lost me on that one.
I know. It's weird. It's weird. We need, like...
That's a Jerry Springer.
Some Sigmund Freud to
sit
down
I lost you
talk
with
to
the
us about it.
Jason Jordan discussion.
Numerology.
Numerology?
I don't know.
We were tying everything together.
Yeah.
That's all we were doing.
Have you seen the Da Vinci Code?
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't understand. He's been awake for 24 fucking hours.
I'm not lying.
And he's no longer bragging about it, so you know he's tired.
Look at a young referee Scott Armstrong in the ring there. Scott Armstrong looks young. So here comes Sandman. man. Yeah, Scott that's brother of the Road Dogg referee in it.
Oh, shit.
I like Scott.
Oh, you didn't know?
See, that was the thing about ECW. Scott Armstrong might be one of my favorite referees at the time.
But
and
Matt Hughes Jr. was your
least favorite. So, and I just like had to watch them back to back all the time. Scott Armstrong was from TNA.
I think you're more excited about the fucking referee than the match happening in the ring.
Yeah, I'm glad to see good old. This is the first time we've seen good old Scott Armstrong on this show. So he must have just came over from TNA sometime around here and got his referee job.
Did the Road Dogg get him his job?
He still works backstage. No, Road Dogg was like ousted from the company at this time. This would have been
nice.
This would have been during like.
So now that Triple H is in power, that's why Road Dogg's back.
Yeah, Road Dogg's been clean for a long period of time too.
Nice.
Road Dogg was a hit man. Billy Gunn. If Billy Gunn wouldn't have done that steroid bodybuilding thing, he'd still be in WWE training down at the Performance Center.
About that.
He got busted for fucking. His testosterone levels were like 10 times what they're allowed to be for the weightlifting contest or some shit like that.
That's just insane.
So, we want to commentate this match at all? Tommy Dreamer's wearing some old school pants, it looks like.
Obviously, they took all the weapons away from him.
No, they got signs.
You know,
they got.
You know,
Sandman's
looking
pants,
for his cane. He's not finding it.
They got trash cans.
Yeah, they done hit his cane from him.
They need some barbed wire and stuff.
Barbed wire? Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he'll find the cane later.
The cane's already in the ring.
Oh,
they,
okay.
They just used
I think
it to
we have more barbed wire laying around here than they do back there right now. That's sad to fucking say.
When I was a kid with my wrestling ring, I would like take the spirals out of notebooks and wrap it around the.
That's cool.
Take out the ropes on the. I had like the attitude ring where you could you just pop the rope right out.
There
fucking, there's the barbed wire. What the fuck?
Oh.
See, y'all thought I was crazy, and
okay.
We got some motherfucking barbed wire in this bitch.
Okay.
You know who's gonna
You
know who's taking the barbed wire spot though?
The ECW guys.
The two guys in shirts.
Probably the Sandman. Maybe Dreamer.
I think it's gonna be probably both of them. They'll do like the spot like they did at the whatchamacallit. Oh, put on the brakes, yeah. Oh God, no, it's taking turn. Alright. If Mike Knox takes this, I'd be shocked.
Is it gonna
Here
be
comes
a
test.
Cane?
Boom, cane shot, cane shot. Ooh, the anticipation mounts.
Of the barbed wire.
Take the cane shot.
Tess has too much energy.
So do they have Hat Guy or any of the old school dudes in the front row?
I thought
row?
You were going to wonder how peaked his nipples were this
Yeah,
week.
There's that fucking Rob
I'm
guy. What's up? Whose nipples are peaked? They haven't touched each other's titties yet at all. The one guy's on the phone like, you see me on live TV? I'm at the...
Dreamer takes one cane shot and he's a bloody mess. They're like, you got to wrap this up.
Dude, he just rubbed the blood on himself, tested... now I look bloody too from your blood, yeah, because your blood's all over me.
Thank you. I don't have to cut myself.
Yeah, I was about to say. Hopefully, he doesn't
have Kelly tonight.
And then it's just the hope that like Tommy Dreamer doesn't have any blood-borne illnesses, and that fucking Tess doesn't have any small cuts anywhere on his body. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always covered in scratches.
Are we getting Kelly cane?
I'd be afraid for somebody to bleed all over me because I'm just always scratched up. I have, like, little cat scratches all over me and shit.
Is the Sandman finally going to say, fuck it, bitch? I'm smacking you.
I think he's going to push her out of the way and hit Mike Knox right here. Yep. Push her right out of the way.
Weird camera angle.
Yeah, that was. Like, even the color on that.
Very weird.
I think maybe they might
have. Contrast?
They might have edited it. So that fucking it didn't expose her ass too much, which sounds weird, but why else would the fucking camera angle have just like gone ridiculously orange and green all of a sudden
that was weird.
For one cut as she rolled in the
and
ring?
Does he have three canes?
And now Dreamer's... she's gonna take a DDT or something.
The crowd definitely wants to see some tits.
See, this is this arena.
An ECW crowd.
Yeah, I was about to say, she doesn't look so out of place in her outfit like that for this episode. You know, when it's like in front of a bunch of little kids is when it's like, this is weird. So Tommy Dreamer is going to slow dance with her in the ring because this is mad ECW. Is the crowd booing about? Oh, God.
He's
okay.
He's going to spank her.
Now this is uncomfortable.
Yep.
This is pretty uncomfortable. Yep.
Look, she's like spanking.
She even, she is. She's all about it.
Look, she was even wiggling her butt.
She is an exhibitionist. That's the way they have to do it, though. She has to be, like, into it, or it would look really bad. Okay.
He's really smacking that ass.
Yeah, I would smack it way better than that. That guy don't know what he's doing. You gotta, like, get the cup and...
Pow! Who are these guys again?
Pow! They're just two masked men that do Paul Heyman's bidding.
Oh, they're just henchmen?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah,
it's,
so,
it's the pre-shield.
So we just sexually assaulted a woman in the middle of the ring, and then these guys are doing the right thing by stopping it and basically arresting Tommy Dreamer, and the crowd's booing about
and
it.
And Heyman's mm-hmm. mocking Dreamer.
They're giving him a you sold out chance to Heyman. So there goes Tommy Dreamer in the barbed wire. You were right. Tommy Dreamer took the bump. I haven't seen Sandman in the ring in about 20 minutes. What did, he took a cane shot. Sandman took one cane shot and never seen it.
Dreamer
again.
Took one, started bleeding.
Damn, look at this fucking
I feel like Sandman
cut on the
is
side
still
of his head.
Hitting Mike Knox with the cane, is what's happening right now.
Oh, yeah, they ran off. That's right. You're right. I forgot
the
that they ran off.
The cane
was
all broken, but he's still
That's
hitting
right.
That tells
it.
You how much this match mattered.
That's right, yeah, they ran off. I forgot.
The coolest thing was the close up of Dreamer's fucking eye.
Yeah, that fucking cut right there is nasty on the side of his head. But. So they fucking open the show with barbed wire and sexual
Very
assault.
Poor barbed wire.
He's
the barbed
take
wire
it
is not that good.
No, because think about it.
His shirt.
It's good barbed wire.
I
want to
see his
look
shirt.
Look at his shirt.
His,
oh, look at it.
I
want to
see his shirt
right
stick
there.
To it when he's pulling him.
Sean,
off.
You're
it
delusional.
It
we
did.
Understand you've been up
it.
All night.
I can
look,
see it.
It's not even look.
Saw
oh, that one little.
I saw
little
it. It was
snag.
Stuck to his shirt when he took it.
There was one little
barely.
You guys are brutal. You want to see the woman get sexual assaulted? You want to see the...
I didn't want to see the woman get sexual
assaulted. We never
assaulted.
Said that.
That
now
was
you're putting
force fed
in.
To
yeah.
us.
We were taking Dude. What we were given, okay?
Look at all the blood on the canvas already. This is a match one.
That's
Fuck.
Like being upset at a German soldier. Like you
for Nazis?
Yeah. You can't
I mean,
be mad
what?
At them doing their job.
I don't know.
I mean, it's wrong, but it was a job to them. You can't be angry. They were doing a job.
I don't know. They still persecute
it's like
Nazis.
It's like our military. They're just doing a fucking job.
Yeah, we're not.
They don't.
They're just being doing what
you're
they're told.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up. I'm not saying it's
you're
right,
right
but they're just doing
right.
a job.
The
you
American
know?
Soldiers are committing mass genocide
I mean,
on us, too. You're right.
I mean, it's fucked up.
You're
but
right.
it's the truth.
You're right.
I'm not beating around the bush.
We're committing.
Sad to say.
We're fighting the good fight here, though, Derek, because it's America, man.
Yeah, I understand.
Support your troops.
I do. Thanks for my fucking
it's
freedom.
Memorial or
but you understand
Veterans
what I'm saying,
Day.
Right? But you understand
Day
what I'm
ago.
Saying, though.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is a good point.
Like it's a job. It's like what do you do, go?
What about
do
Nazis
at work,
today?
You know?
Proud Boys were getting called out to show up to the Agora, and then I had to Google what a Proud Boy was.
What the fuck's that?
They're just a fucking... That's like the...
new neo-Nazis?
Yeah. There's Francine.
Stupid.
Did you see her?
Yes, I did. She got one little appearance in how many weeks?
I think she shows up... I think she shows up like one more time, but she must have just like been in town, so they're like, come do the show, yeah, at the Hammerstein.
Get paid 10 G's.
Because the crowd pop huge for her, you know what I mean, at the show. Or
I don't know who's more blown up right now, Paul Heyman or when we see the Big Show later.
Paul Heyman is sweating ball. He is one wet man right now.
I know, it looks like he fell into a pool.
I thought he was just standing under the Big Show from last episode. That's all I thought. I mean, he's a sweaty mess.
He still just got sweat drenched on him from when Big Show was looking
down
at him.
He just wrung his fucking singlet out.
Wow. So, what do you think he's telling Sabu here, Derek?
The story.
Obviously.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Bob. Go for it.
The story of how he fell in the pool. That's what I was going to say, but.
That's also. Sabu, you know. You got to empathize. I didn't mean to. And turned him into Christopher Walken a little bit.
No.
I did not. No, I can't do it. I had it going there for a minute.
He's like, if you go in this next room, just be careful. The floor's wet.
Yeah. You might slip. They haven't put out any no wet floor signs yet. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Sorry. Taz, I can't believe what Sabu's doing out here. I mean, come on. I'm from Brooklyn.
They're paying me a lot of money.
Fucking Taz. I mean, come on. So, Batista versus Big Show. That's our main event tonight. You're right. It doesn't say Extreme Rules. It just says world title. You're right. You're right. You win. So they gave us. Thank you.
I blame it on your 24-hour.
So you're CM Punk. All right. I've spent my whole life not doing drugs, not doing anything fun, having a Pepsi logo on my arm, being mad at the world. But
this
tonight,
is definitely a WWE 2K cutscene. I can see
with, that. With WWE 2K dialogue writing it, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm on the way to the top.
I wonder ECW. If they have a cue card for them.
This is a perfect place to debut CM Punk, though, because he was an indie fucking sensation. So all
so
these,
the crowd already knows
they him. Knew him from watching him at ROH shows at the ECW arena. So,
which is smart.
Where if he would have debuted in a big arena, it wouldn't have mattered. All right, so here's
just incredible.
Yeah, let's hear the crowd here a little bit. Hold on. Because they make it seem like on all the DVDs that he gets this humongous reaction and chance.
You know
and all
there's
that
a thing called overdub.
That's what I'm saying. So I want got to see
how much they raised the volume.
Yeah, we got to see.
From the
let's
DVD.
Hear it. Okay, got a little bit of reaction. All right, yeah, okay. All right. And people holding up the accent. Okay, so he's got some people who know you. Right, okay, not that bad of a reaction. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Indubitably not a bad reaction.
He's Baron Blade.
Yeah. That guy paid to see CM Punk. There's some Pepsi logos up in the crowd. Yeah, okay.
He has a good following.
Yeah, his mom
for his
and
debut.
No. Yeah,
the crowd definitely knew who
debut
he was.
Of CM Punk. Yep, they're chanting.
Oh, yeah, he's going to...
So this is
really
the first
good.
CM Punk WWE match?
Yeah, this is his debut in WWE, yep.
That's a very good reaction
for a
debut.
That's why they
like
did it.
He said very smart.
That's why they did it here.
That way, when he could wrestle on Raw or SmackDown...
Well, I mean, just the next week on ECW, if the people in the crowd that saw him on TV will know that, you know, he's not just some ordinary piece of shit.
Yeah, people already know who he is.
And that's then you smart. Put him out there with Justin Credible, who knows how to work, and you got...
They can have a solid match.
And...
I mean, there's been people that's had worse debuts.
CM Punk style here, pretty fucking super indie style. They'd get that shit cleaned up in a couple years. Like, he ain't ever doing nothing like this after another 6 months. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this whole match, he's done, like, weird holds and fucking...
The shit you want to see.
Spinning, rather. They're doing indie wrestling. Justin Roberts kind of looks like John Cena sitting there, the thing. Definitely not enough dick in this episode. CM Punk's dick's small, you can tell. That or he's wearing a cup, I don't know. Yeah,
you have looked very hard.
I'm trying to see, because normally you can see like, something, like, you know, something swing.
I hear the crowd more than anything.
Even more than his dick.
You are about CM Punk's dick.
So he's going for the three amigos here. Just incredible is. CM Punk's getting fucked up, dude. He just... Oh, shit.
They're having a solid match.
I didn't see him kick out. I think Just Incredible let him out. I think CM Punk fucked up. CM Punk's a terrible wrestler. No, I'm joking. don't send your hate emails to...
I mean, he's not the greatest,
no,
but he's not
CM Punk's bad. Good. CM Punk's very good. I liked the CM Punk's Mojo matches from Ring of Honor. Those are some of my favorite matches.
Him and Joe.
Yeah, those the three. Yeah, the trilogy they had. And then you know, he's got
him
some,
and Joe today would be sick even.
He's got a lot of good stuff from WWE too. They let him have some good matches, especially like in 2011 and so, but he was just there till the Rock came back is what he did, basically.
Yeah.
Fucking they let him have the belt for like 400 days and then Rock came in and beat him.
He was just a placeholder.
And he didn't even get a rematch. Yeah, because then it was Rock and Cena.
They had no one else at the time. Who else would you ride with when you think about it?
He might have had a rematch at the February pay-per-view. I don't remember. But I just remember me and Bobby watched it.
There's
times
in wrestling where they're lacking talent.
I remember it sucked. I can't remember which Royal Rumble it was. 2012, maybe. But I remember maybe 11 or 12. But I remember me and Bobby were watching it, and John Cena won the Rumble, and I was like, oh, this sucks. I was like, that means The Rock's going to win the fucking belt in the next match. Yeah, I mean, because you knew it already because they were already building up for fucking John Cena, The Rock. That was already like, or no, this was the year after the Once in a Lifetime match. That's how they set up the second in a lifetime
match. That's why, like how they're doing the Jinder Mahal, possibly John Cena match. They are having, I think.
That's like Jinder Mahal's backup. They are doing AJ versus Brock as Survivor Series. They had Heyman cut a promo last night.
Yep. That's this Sunday.
This will be like past stuff by the time this episode airs, but I guess Paul Heyman like shut down some guy during some guy proposed during their fucking during Paul Heyman's promo. And Paul Heyman then turned and was like, she only said, and everybody's chanting, she said yes, and all this shit. And Paul Heyman turned and said, she only said yes because she hasn't been with Brock Lesnar. And fucking whole crowd popped. Yeah, it was all over Twitter this morning.
That's
I saw.
Awesome. Yeah. That's how I've seen Triple H because I've seen the ass end of it.
Hell yeah. CM Punk wins his debut here.
Probably the best thing that's going to happen on the entire show. CM Punk, just incredible.
Tony Schiavone calling it. Well, fans, we just saw Tony. Fuck.
You have gotten really good Tony Schiavone. At Tony Schiavone. I give you credit. You're Schiavone's getting better and better each time.
Oh, God.
So here's
I never
just like
Batista
they did the just like they did the Kane package
Kane.
Last
now
week.
We're getting
here's
the worst
the Batista
of Batista
package.
Montage.
That's funny.
I never liked Batista, but I was able to appreciate him when Wrestling Isn't Wrestling came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Now, then you
because he wouldn't have been in that. And her.
What's up?
Scene in. The, I don't know if I should refer. I guess, but I'll just say
the
Batista's
actress?
Part in yeah. that movie is great.
There you go. Yeah. Batista, the animal. It's
I just never got really behind tonight. Him. Not even with the whole evolution. It was like a broken down four horseman.
Oh yeah, it's awful.
Batista's all right. He's got a good mind for the business or whatever, but he's
I'm
just
talking
one
about
of those guys.
Worker wise,
yeah, he's just one of those guys that was a bodybuilder and came in and.
I mean, you don't have great Batista matches. Guys have good matches.
Jim Cornette tells Brooklyn fucking Brawler.
What?
He's in the Manhattan Center. Why not send the Brawler out there? Too extreme for Raw. So Brooklyn Brawler is getting drafted now. Probably
is
gonna
this
stand.
The Sam? Is the Sam? Man
Sam
coming?
Man already wrestled in the morning.
I was about to say, is he coming back
in
out?
The morning? I just
in the
said.
Morning. You sir need to go to sleep.
No, they're going to send out, now I forget who I was going to say.
The main show's canceled, Sean's sleeping.
They're going to send out Kurt Angle or something.
Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
Is this what we're getting? Because
Kurt Angle's supposed to be on this episode, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
So,
he's gone out the big show?
EC Dub. Here
oh
come.
My
I told
God.
You. I told you who was coming out, man. I'm
so is essentially this his last match, the Brooklyn Brawler? Is his last.
No, I think the 14th or 15th was his last.
Oh, thank
episode.
You. I was about to say to end on the Brooklyn Brawler.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
What?
That'd be so sick. He's come back and wrestled now, but his WWE retirement match to be the Brooklyn Brawler would be so fucking awesome.
We're getting a squash to end his career in WWE.
Why,
a squash.
Yeah, why not? In the Hammerstein Ballroom, yeah. For the fucking company ECW.
He's about 10 somas deep.
But right now, he looks pretty good right here compared to a couple weeks ago. Yeah, he's got color in his face and stuff. He don't look that bad.
Yeah, let's see. Wait for this day.
He's been off TV for like 3 or 4 weeks, so he's, you know, he's he went to rehab.
He went to that special WWE resort.
Sobered up a little bit. That shirt's cool. I wish I had one. Red Kurt Angle face? Fuck yeah.
You can buy one.
Do they still exist?
I'm sure you can find one somewhere. I
had to find it on eBay.
Yeah. If it was made, you can find it, essentially.
So they're going to have the same match that Kurt Angle had with Randy Orton at the at the fucking One Night Stand pay-per-view. Paintbrush and the Brawler. Now, I was like in the middle of telling like something important, and then Brawler showed up on the screen. And
then you shit your pants?
Yeah, I completely lost my train of thought.
You're like, what the fuck? I thought this guy did his last jobber match in fucking 1995.
No, Brawler. Brawler keeps going. Brawler wrestled with The Miz just a couple years ago.
I bet.
The first time they had a match in Brooklyn. Look at this referee. Where the fuck's he from? He's fucking Burt Reynolds they hired real quick to just come. Or no, is that
Ron Swanson?
I think it's like Steve Mazzagatti or something.
I thought it was Ron Swanson.
Like it's the Brooklyn Brawler's dad.
I'm telling you, it's Ron Swanson.
Or his brother or something. Kurt Angle just headbutted Brawler. Yeah, we're going to get a good ankle lock here.
Ron Swanson's brother he always talked about.
Mick Swanson. I just made up a name.
Brooklyn referee.
I mean, we can call him that. Nice.
I think these people are
Riverside referee.
These people are starting to realize that this show sucks.
Sucks really bad. Like the coolest thing was
they're
CM
cheering,
Punk.
But like I kind of
they paid to cheer for CM Punk. That sucks.
Yeah, that's a cool cool t-shirt. This has been actually one of the better episodes we've seen so far. We got
in
to
a
see,
while.
Yeah, got to see barbed wire. Got to see fucking.
The first match was a very good start off.
I got to see barbed wire. Got to see some CM Punk. Got to see some Kurt Angle. Boom! Probably broke his fucking nose right there. Fuck you, Brawler. Oh. Go direct some DVDs backstage.
He was
10 somas
deep. He didn't feel a thing.
Brawler or...
Brawler's going to need some somas. I think Kurt was handing over a few.
Yeah, that's what he said right before he headbutted him. He's just like, don't worry, I got you. Yeah.
I got you too.
That's awesome.
Got you on some soma later.
He's like, take two. Wa-bam. Gotcha, my friend.
When Kurt Angle goes down, he actually stooges off. Like in 2 weeks or whenever he gets taken off TV or whatever, he stooges off Sabu. That's where he says he got his somas from, was Sabu. That's where he tells Vince McMahon.
Nice.
So Sabu had the Rob Van Dam thing happen, and then they kept him on TV and kept him going. And then
he started feeding Kurt the somas.
And then, and Hook and got... busted for
so we know
Kurt
Sabu got the hookup, so he should have had Scott Steiner's line.
Holla if you hear me, I'm Sabu,
and I got your hookup.
The big bad Saudi daddy,
big bad Saudi daddy.
Sabu's like, here, take this. Krangle's like, what is it? He's like, no,
he would have to talk.
Krangle's like, is it Soma? He's like, yeah, it's Soma. He's like, sweet.
Yeah, that's basically how it went down. And then they were like, where'd you get the Soma? He's like, down there. What's up, Ariel?
They're like, fuck Kevin Thorne.
Yeah. I'm in the shadows, and I have fangs. I want to suck your blood.
They don't talk. The vampires don't talk like that nowadays, do they?
Only you talk.
I've never watched True Blood. I know who Anna Paquin is, though. We're gonna go have freaky vampire sex. I know you wish you were having freaky vampire sex. We're gonna do it. Look at me. Vampire.
You are excited about the freaky vampire sex.
I'm just trying to add some life to this fucking episode. That Vince Fears New Jack.
After he was like, yeah, this has been one of the better ones, this episode has really sucked.
No, just not just
this in a matter of 7 seconds.
We gotta get something for instead of just sitting here being like, what are they saying during the promos? Fuck it, and just coming up with my own angles. I got this shit.
Freaky vampire sex.
Here comes
straight fucking emulating fucking his WWE angles.
Nah, 2K18 this fucking shit. They had to stop and talk to Baron Blade before they or Todd Mullins before they came through production.
Gorilla position.
Whoever the fuck Todd Mullins is. They had to view the match card on the wall. They can't just fucking find out.
Go talk to this random
they
guy.
They have to talk to Todd Mullins first before they go.
Who the fuck is Baron Blade? Like, what fucking, like...
He's just a 2K creation, then they've used him in, like, every... He's been in there since 2K15, I want to say.
How the fuck did you get into 2K, my friend?
It's like, yeah, we should look him.
The history of Baron Blade. I'm sure he has changed over the years.
Yeah, when he showed up, because he was in 16 and 17 the same way, and then I think in 15 he was just like a random jobber. I think he's been in all of them so far.
They always want me to tag with him. I'm like, fuck this dude.
I'm all getting the middle fingers. So let's see how the crowd sounds.
Yeah,
they're like, "We're going home, you suck."
No, they're chanting for RVD, and RVD's not going to be on TV. Sorry, guys. Look,
crowd is like, "Boo!" Like it's at the song. It said they're like, "Yeah," they're like, "Boo!" This is
basically like the ECW arena, and then they're bringing
only
out
one
Batista.
Guy was happy. Did you see that?
Yeah, like, that guy was stoked. Too.
He was like, "I'm here for Batista, just me."
An animal, I'm about to sing the song.
He's walking a mile in his pillowcases. Yeah.
It's inside these pillowcases.
Your favorite. Look, that little kid's like, "Fuck you, piece of shit."
I walk
you ain't
alone.
ECW. Look, no one likes Batista, except for that one guy. Even Ronnie from the Jersey Shore was like, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
Chris Clem's in the front right there in an orange t-shirt.
The only guy who likes Batista is probably Chris Clem. I feel bad. I can't. I hate fucking Batista, man. Never got behind him.
Don Tony. Num RVD 420. Bound to do.
He definitely got a lot bigger on his comeback when you think about it.
Mile inside these pillowcases.
You're really into the pillowcases.
I was trying to sing it the whole time. It's probably
is
so
it better
annoying
than
for anybody
a tornado?
Listening. I can drive a tornado. I can dry hump the sea.
Right,
so now let's hear the crowd here.
Pillowcases.
I want to hear the crowd shit on this because it's like legendary that the crowd shits on this, and I've never seen it. Never seen this or heard it before.
I mean, I shit on it the moment they made the match.
Look at the guy, the classic ECW guy in the
that guy was so disappointed
in the Cowboys jersey right there, Cowboys jersey and bandana in the front. Mm-hmm. He's like a classic ECW arena front row guy, always next to hat guy and next to the long hair guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's here right here in the front row, and yeah, he's just shaking his head through the whole beginning. Now he's booing and shit. But yeah, as soon as they start coming out, he's just shaking his head like, really? This is what they're going to put out there?
Oh, the dude with the glasses?
Yeah, in the Cowboys jersey. He's like right to the right of Justin Roberts' leg.
I see him.
I can't remember what his name is, but he's in the Barbar City documentary and shit. He's you can, if you watch any
of
the old... Yeah, this one doesn't have as many as the some of the other shows had.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen Hat Guy yet.
No, I don't think
I seen the old dude with.
I don't think Hat Guy's there. Dude. I think he was smart enough. The black guy next to him is Tony that ran the ECW fucking. I think it was called StrictlyECW.com or something like that.
You both suck.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you thought Kane and Big Show was bad.
Yeah, we got a non-Extreme
Rules
match. This
is probably the happiest I've ever been watching this. At least the crowd agrees with me.
Yeah, the crowd is
for the first time I have a crowd like me to agree that this shit fucking sucks.
Yeah, they are booing
straight up. Batista's like, there's only that one guy that winked at me. And I can't even hear him now.
This is why they never ran TV here again.
Look at Ronnie from Jersey Shore. He's like, "Fuck this! Like this shit sucks."
I wish I could hear what they're saying. Here they are. Boring, I think.
Just what I thought about every Batista match.
Fucking, you could tell Big Show's like kind of riled up about it. He's yelling.
He just said, fuck you.
Did you just see him say fuck you right there live TV?
Oh, yeah. And they captured it. Look, the ref's even like, calm down.
Yeah, he's fuck. Sabu chants. Sabu.
They're chanting for someone they know that's there.
They ain't gonna get him, though.
Oh, he's damn. Really pissed off. Hey, I think he's cutting a pipe bomb right there.
He literally got on Mike.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Damn.
When the ref was yelling at him, the ref's checking his earpiece and shit there. When the ref was yelling at him, I bet you when the ref was yelling at him, he's telling him, go walk over there, go grab a mic. You know, like Vince is back there doing it. There's Chris Clem. I like to find Chris Klebs in the crowd, Bobby. I've done this for like.
Yeah. It's like, where's Wado, but where's Chris?
Isn't this? This is not an Extreme Rules match, right?
No.
So
not
why
at all.
Isn't he getting counted out?
Yeah, even Batista's frustrated that he's already blown up.
Yeah, they are both are blown up, and he's not being counted out. He's like.
This is probably the best crowd ever.
This is actually incredible. I love this.
Oh, yes. Me too.
This is what makes wrestling great.
I think they're all saying, fuck you, Steph. Is that what it sounds like?
Fuck this match?
Or fuck this match. I thought they were saying, fuck you, Steph, but fuck this match makes more sense.
I am glad. I'm surprised WWE did not, like, edit any of this out. I'm, like, shocked. That's awesome. They kept it all in there.
Yeah, left it all in there.
Because you know how they're known for
getting rid
of shit.
I bet you Sci-Fi Network wasn't happy about it.
They're like, this is the lowest ratings of all time, and then watching, it's like, they're happy about the crowd, all-time ratings. Because you know everyone was telling, like, are you watching this ECW? They are so booing.
I guess it was still an era where you could call your friend and tell them to tune in. They just went to a commercial out blue. I love that fucking they even had Joey Styles and Taz lay out during that whole bit. I just kind of noticed, too.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, let them lay out and let the crowd fucking take over.
Same old shit.
Yeah.
And still exactly. Just nonstop middle fingers. Big Show just looking out pissed.
I should be in that crowd.
Oh, fuck him. And he flicked off
the crowd.
Oh, yeah,
the crowd got to him like the little dude got to the bouncer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, at the fucking FCWF show, yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah, I'm, like, funny. Loving shit like this.
Big Show is waving is his arm around, like, I got money for doing this, fuck you. And then he flicked off the crowd, in case no one's watching.
Well, they all paid to get in, so.
Oh, my God, everyone's flicking the dude off.
Half the crowd. You might as well, like.
There's a bunch of the people are turned around.
You might as well just join in, like. That's what I think about this shit.
You see a bunch of people, at least they were, they turned back, but there was a bunch of people turned
around
there for a
minute. Everyone's just shitting on them.
Get the table, at least now they're into the match a little bit.
Is that what they're saying? I don't think that's what they're saying. I think they're saying jack off.
Get the jackal?
No, like you're a jack-off or something. I don't know. Well, we'd have to sit here not talking over it. I can never
understand crowds.
Yeah. But
sometimes it takes a minute to get to what they're saying. Well, only one guy with the Batista bomb. He's like, I am the only guy here trying to cheer, and
one
it's
dude,
not working.
Like, look at him covering up their eyes in the front row. Funny.
I'm dude, so like, rich, though, he said. That's why you're also so fat. Oh.
What is he trying to do? A top rope? Drop kick? Motherfucker can't even make it up there.
Like, I think they expect that, like, RVD's going to come out and save the match. That's why they're still, like, having fun waiting.
They're like, RVD?
he's not. Oh, goddamn.
RVD, my friend, is long gone.
Dude. Well, at the end of the last match, that's you had the, Sabu.
Oh, my God, Scotty. But that's the only time somebody's going to suplex Big Show off the top rope and the crowd not care. Like, they did not care one fucking bit.
Nowadays, they clap actually, for the Big Show and say, you booed. Still got it, Foghorn, Langhorn.
They didn't care about this shit at this time, dude. This is funny. I wonder how many people have left now.
Shit, oh, two God, more is about Scotty. To leave here in a second.
What'd he do? I don't know what he did.
You know there what he did? Go. Turn everything off, check, like check, always.
Check. Turn everything off. Sweet
it's
Scotty.
It's just usual. I mean, he's been running around like a maniac.
My square bottle's in there.
I think
so.
That was more entertaining than the spear from Batista.
There's the spear to kick out.
Scotty's like, I'm just trying
look,
to help,
and,
guys.
And they're like, he's like, what? No one popped?
What, you're still mad? You're still flicking us off?
Boring?
Yeah, it's a boring chant. Fucking Taz is like, this match is anything but boring. I bet that fucking ate him up on the inside to say.
He was forced to say it. Vince was like, say it.
In his ear, say it.
Say it now, Taz.
Say it.
Say it.
Well, at least they're addressing that the crowd is... But instead of trying to ignore it or cover up the sounds like they do nowadays.
Everyone's like, that's not the ECW belt.
Boo. They're booing about him, like, trying to break the rules. Unlike any... Wow.
He definitely only jumped one centimeter. This is,
yeah, they're barely trying now.
Look,
you know,
look.
I mean, Batista still
didn't
like
even get into his finisher. He's like, yeah, they know I suck. Like,
dude, he's going to try it. He's going to Batista bomb him. Oh, no.
What,
no.
A thumbs down?
No, that's his, like, signature before he does Batista bomb. Kind of
no,
like.
No, he's not.
Kind of like when Jeff Hardy has to go, before he does the Swanton.
Does he have to go, I walk in pillowcases?
Batista, yeah, then he throws his thumbs down and then he. Batista bombs people.
And then he's like, thumbs down.
Yeah. He walks a mile inside pillowcases.
A mile?
Yeah.
About 20 feet if you're counting the ring.
Looks like Lance Storm's just sitting in the crowd. Alright, so there's the DQ. Wow.
And that was even worse than the fuck. They're like, yeah. We just booed him out of this match.
Wow.
We booed him into a squash finish. Now you know the crowd has authority over any match.
What a way to fucking go into the Hammerstein ballroom.
What a way to go out, fuck.
Yeah,
they came in fine.
They never ran TV in Hammerstein or East W Arena or anything like that ever again. They never did a small arena after this.
I thought it was sick in here.
Here's RVD.
I like this arena.
Nope, Sabu.
Sabu. So at least they got... Okay.
Now the crowd erupts.
Yeah, but it's too little too late. I mean, they're excited to see Sabu.
The crowd is ruckus.
At least they got that.
The biggest pop of the night.
There's still people just throwing their sodas and shit. There he goes.
Because, dude...
He's going to put him through a
At least
table
the Big
here.
Show's going to let Sabu go nuts on him.
Well, I do know that Big Show and Sabu wrestle for the belt at SummerSlam this year. In 2000. So, that's only got to be a couple weeks off from here. So, that's what they're setting up for. Is Big Show versus Sabu at SummerSlam. So, apparently... instead of talking about being dropped in a pool earlier, Paul Heyman was talking about how he was banning Sabu from the building.
But or at least from ringside.
But Sabu still showed up and got the crowd to get one little pop in there at the end. But yeah, man. They
needed it.
Giving them that main event on this TV show, man, the crowd, they were like, fuck this. Fuck these people. What the fuck?
Crowd was cool in the first match, and then after that, they just got...
I am getting delusional. I just thought the cat jumped on fucking Bobby's back when he stretched.
Yeah. He went like this, and I thought it was the cat.
Now you're seeing
jumping.
Shadow people.
I'm seeing shit. It is. It's like I'm on meth right now. I'm seeing shadow people. I'm paranoid.
Nice.
Oh, God. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Yep, so Sabu gets to send the crowd happy. Send the crowd happy. Send the crowd home happy.
He made them happy?
Yeah.
That's about it.
So, you know, as this show kind of wraps, this episode wraps up, you know, what did you guys think of this episode?
It was fun.
It was self-explanatory.
The crowd was awesome.
Mm. For the end, it was amazing. It was
definitely the best episode we've seen so far, but man, why did they put that match out there? They put that match out there to be like, this is what you're get. This is what it is now. You guys accept it or don't. And the crowd was like, obviously, we don't.
Especially here.
We do not. The sexual assault in the first match was a little weird.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I pushed that out of my mind.
It was 2006. That's when we were still sexually assaulting people back then and not being called
off.
That's
when it was okay.
That's when people just... Yeah, that's when people cheered it on.
Wait.
Wait, what?
What was the description for the next episode? Was that what it...
What, sexual assault?
Was that the next episode that the description was?
Kurt Angle and Sabu battle in the main event for a shot at the title of SummerSlam.
Oh, at SummerSlam. I thought... How did they take the belt from Big Show?
So, yeah, because Big Show and Sabu wrestle at SummerSlam. I do remember saying that.
So, does Big Show get a night off in a Soma from Sabu?
A night off in a what?
In a Soma.
Sabu's dealing Somas to everybody backstage. I don't know. This definitely was the best episode we saw so far, I think. But it also was like...
The first two were really good.
I think you're remembering the first two episodes wrong, Derek. I don't know, man.
No, as far as like ECW feel and stuff like this, you can clearly tell that they're
They had a big barbed wire board and stuff in this episode,
very
though.
Surprising.
And then we got the CM Punk debut, and so all around wasn't a bad episode, but what a bad main event.
Was the best.
Yeah. So anyway,
you even gave a sound.
Yeah. Gave a what?
You gave a sound.
Oh, turned it up so we could hear the crowd. Yeah, the crowd. I've never seen that episode before. I've always heard about it.
Nor have I.
Being a legendary episode where the crowd turned on ECW, basically. And I was like, you know, this is.
There
what
was
I
no
see.
ECW to turn on. It was two WWE guys.
They turned on Big Show versus Batista.
They were just saying, fuck you guys. This is ECW. Why are you here? Essentially.
Yeah, this sucks. So,
this happened in 94 when we invaded and Lawler came in. You see what happened?
It was like 97.
97?
Yeah, you got your years all wrong. But anyway, so. Oh,
yeah. 94, Sandman was still Sandman.
Let's end this episode so I can go to sleep before I do the main show in 2 hours. So,
as he stays awake for 14 more hours.
Yeah. All right.
On YouTube.
Yeah. So this episode, we're going to be in a Big Show Soma coma. And you think he would give him a Soma after kicking him in the face?
It might as well be a fucking Sean ass nap time.
Brooklyn Brawler. Forgot about him.
Yeah, Brooklyn Brawler's in a Soma coma.
It's the Brooklyn Brawler Soma coma, and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.